Hello, Kip Christensen.
I'm calling from Restorify, part of Intoxilock. The call is recorded for quality. I want to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
Yep.
Good. We offer you a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work for you. We'll let you do it in your schedule, at your own pace, for a fraction of the cost. The process is very straightforward, only takes a minute to learn about it. Will that be fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you are interested, I will help you create an account online on our website, and we can start a pre-screening process to ensure that you qualify to get that DUI expunged. It is 100% free and completely private. Only takes 1 to 2 days for you to get an email letting you know if you have passed the pre-screening or not. And if you have passed, we are going to give you a call back to explain you what's going to be the next step. So we can provide.
What if I've already started? What if I've already started my?
You have started the pre-screening with Restorify already.
Sorry, I thought you were a recorded voice. What if I start? What if I've already started my expungement process directly?
So you can continue on your own, or you can take advantage of our service.
What is your service do?
It's only $99, and we're going to provide you with everything you need to answer the questions that the judge is going to ask you. We'll let you know what kind of files you need.
Right. It's a free process through the expungement self-representation in Minnesota.
Are you trying to tell me you're not interested?
I'm trying to understand the benefit of the $100 service that you're pointing out.
Having a guidance so you can do this the right way and appeal to the judge, because no matter how much money you pay or if you don't pay anything, it will always depend up to the judge. If you don't know how to answer the questions the judge is going to ask you, then it's going to be very difficult for the judge to approve the expungement of your DUI. So having a guidance helps you with that. So we have experience. Will you be interested?
Okay. Yeah. Give me what do you need from me? I'm interested. I'm not willing to commit $200 today, but
you don't
interested.
Have to. You can just try the pre-screening first, and then if you feel like it, you can look more into it. All the information is on our website. And at the same time, when we give you a follow-up call, you can ask all the questions you want to make sure that this is going to be worth your while and money.
Right.
So to create the account,
Go for it.
To create your account, I need your email address.
Do you have my cell phone? You're in Intoxilock, or you're working with Intoxilock?
It's a new service provided by Intoxilock, but I don't have any of your information. Just your first name, last name, and phone number. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, first name at firstnamelastname.com.
So Kip at KipChristensen.com.
Yep. Okay. Go on.
What is your date of birth, please?
10/30/90.
10/30/90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I assume you're using an auto dialer on this system. Your call is getting flagged as spam when it shows up to me. So whoever is managing your call provider and your auto dialer system, you should probably let them know that this number is getting flagged as spam.
I will. I appreciate that. I'll notify my supervisor.
I've used these systems to call a ton of people and get connected to live folks before. And 612-351-4442 is the inbound line that you called me on.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know.
Would you mind sharing which auto dialer you're using? Is it like CallFire or something like that?
The name of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's VC or Vici Dial. V-I-C-I.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I'm familiar.
Oh, you're familiar with it. Yeah.
Yep.
But it makes sense that it's getting flagged as spam because we're calling over 200 people a day, and it's three of us, so.
Yep. Yeah. No, I get that. Sorry, 200 connects a day or 200 loads a day?
200 loads, 200 dials. And we get like maybe 50 live people on the phone.
Okay, that checks out. Yep.
But I'm glad you let me know. I'm going to talk to
did
my
you
supervisor
take that,
about
did,
it.
Did you take that number down, or do you want me to give it to you again?
Well, you know what? Yeah, just give it to me one more time, please. I was making sure that the account was being created.
Sure. 612-351-4442.
So we can
and
call
I'm on
you,
Verizon.
Verizon.
Yeah, you can call me. That's fine. I'm on Verizon.
Okay. So, like I mentioned, if you do qualify, we're going to give you a follow-up call and explain you the whole process, what's it going to be, what the $99 entitles you to, everything you need to know. So what would be a good time during a typical week to get a hold of you? And a day and
evenings.
Time. Place. Evenings. Any day of the week?
Weekday evenings. There is no good time to reach me. I'm in sales. I might be in a meeting at 7 a.m. I might be in a meeting at 10 p.m. Like, that is just my life.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a salesman's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the account has been created successfully. I wrote your number down. And also the details that might be a good time to get a hold of you during the evening, a weekday evening.
Yep.
So if in case we miss you, we're going to leave you a voicemail. All right? Any other question you may have at this moment?
This sounds like a really interesting process. And if you guys have set up this service and just gotten a partnership agreement with Intoxalot, that's really creative. That sounds like what this is, and it's actually a really ingenious, whoever came up with this idea, that's a really ingenious service to provide $100, walk someone through the process, get the list from Intoxalock, and kick them back a little percentage of whatever your revenue is. And it's actually a brilliant idea. I'm going through the process on my own. I'm intrigued to see if it's going to be of value to me, and let me know.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, we as Intoxalog, we realized that it was just not enough to, you know, let people drive again, right, after having a DUI, just by having a device in their car. There's more to it, right, because people, after you're done with that, you try and apply for a new job, a high-paying job, a loan, a mortgage, any of that, and what happens? They run a background check, and you have a DUI, so... They typically deny
it. It's effectively rolled off my record at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're taking date of Intoxalock client into account. It's effectively rolled off my driving record and any job applications. No one's given a shit. It's been just high-end sales. People are like, if you can do the job, they're fine with it.
Right. No, it's true. I spoke to several other customers that tell me that they even own their own business, so they don't need it. But, hey, life is full of unexpected events, so you never know. Maybe some of these people have business.
If you can tell me how to roll it off the federal registry so I can get back into Canada, there's the value you've got for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually up to the... Hold on, what did it call? I think it's the Canada's... Hold on, give me just a second. Because we cannot guarantee you're going to go back to Canada, right? That's entirely up to Canadian officials. Specifically the CBSA. I think it's called the Canada Border Services Agency, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, yes it is.
So we first help people out with their expungement, And then we have a call, the CBSA. So once they see that you have expunged that, they're going to take into consideration everything, you know, like the how long ago was it committed, what type of offense was it, the level of crime, et cetera.
Yep.
But it's crucial to have an expungement.
This is why I'm doing the expungement. That's why I'm doing the expungement.
You want to have their number by any chance? Or?
Do you have a similar service for a process with the magic words for talking to CBSA or just the phone number?
Oh. Yeah, we're on the next call, the follow-up call, it is when we're going to explain everything to you, and we can provide you with tips on that, too. But personally, no, I don't have those, right? My job is just to sign up people on the phone, make sure they're interested, and
you're
send
a setter.
The info.
I love it. Yep.
All right. So you want their number, or you want to wait until the second call?
Is it just a number to CBSA for this purpose? Is that what you're talking about here? Or is it like the central CBSA number?
Yeah, no. It's just a general number.
Sure, give it a shot.
Okay, it's 506-636.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, I don't know if you heard the 506 area code.
Yeah, 506-636.
Okay, 5064 or 204-204-983-3500.
All right.
All right.
And those
Monday
are both
Friday from
Canadian
8 a.m. to 4 a.m. Go ahead.
Those are Canadian numbers or they're U.S. numbers?
I believe they are U.S. numbers. Offices here in the U.S.
U.S. offices for the CBSA. Okay.
All right.
Providing
gonna
value right off the bat. Love it. Love to see it.
All right. Great. We're going to call you back once the pre-screening comes back successful. You told me you're doing this on your own so far, so it seems to me that you're going to pass the pre-screening with no problem. But if any case, we're going to let you know. We're going to call you and going to keep in touch. All right? Thank you for
taking
my call.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You too.